there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Education institutions across the United States are witnessing an increase in anti-Semitic intimidation. The latest in these ongoing events took place at an elementary school in Long Island, New York, where staff and students recently encountered graffiti of the Star of David with the word Jew spray-painted on the school grounds. Sacramento State University has also fallen victim to such activities lately, with swastikas accompanied by the slogan White Pride, White Nation painted on a garden sign. Authorities from these and other institutions, including Jewish communities and law enforcement, have rallied together to vigorously clamp down on the perpetrators and have urged all staff and pupils to report such occurrences promptly for immediate action to be taken. Well, anti-Semitism also continues to find its way onto the field, and authorities of Australia's Soccer League have vowed to act decisively following Nazi salutes shown during a welcoming ceremony at the Australia Cup final over the weekend. 8 people were evicted from the stadium, and authorities, in conjunction with the police, are currently assessing footage and photographs taken during the event. The incident has been met with outrage, with the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies calling on Football Australia to take immediate action against the perpetrators and to impose a lifetime ban on those found to have made such gestures. Players have also voiced their concerns about the incident, demanding swift action, and emphasized that the outcome of this investigation must place emphasis on the impact which the incident has had on people in the community. Players have also pledged to help anyone who was targeted and affected by the event. The latest from the United Kingdom now, and calls are being made for the United Kingdom Embassy in Tel Aviv to be moved to Jerusalem. Newly appointed Prime Minister Liz Truss yesterday attended a reception event of the Conservative Friends of Israel, where such a move was motivated by the UK Jewish Board of Deputies President Marie van der Sale and Israel's Ambassador to the United Kingdom Tzipi Hotovili. Van der Sale, during a speech, said she hoped that such a move would transpire such as that of the United States, acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Her sentiments were shared by Israel's ambassador, adding that the move would also strengthen Israel's and the United Kingdom's continued friendship. In response, Prime Minister Truss confirmed a commitment to review the embassy move, also on preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and to proceed with the Westminster Holocaust Memorial. Government Minister Robert Jenrick also confirmed that land has been identified in Jerusalem for the UK embassy. Focusing on Israel now, and a recent disturbing report has found that students attending religious public schools risk higher incidents of sexual harassment and assault in comparison to other Jewish education institutions. There are a number of educational streams in the country, such as secular public schools, religious public schools, and ultra-Orthodox schools, which are either private or semi-private. The survey has discovered a relation between religion and a higher proportion of males treated for sexual abuse, especially amongst children. It has also found that amongst female and male students aged between 3 to 18 years, secular institutions recorded 31% of males being subjected to such abuse, whilst in the religious public schools, boys comprise almost half of the victims at 48%, and those in the ultra-Orthodox stream make up over half at 53%. In response, education authorities have vowed to act quickly and decisively on the report. And on a lighter children's note, well, can you guess what is the most popular name given to newborns during the past year in Israel? Well, it turns out to be Mohammed. This is according to an annual report released by Israel's Population and Immigration Authority, coinciding with Rosh Hashanah. 1,949 babies were given the name Mohammed from Israel's Arab area, followed by Adam, which was given to 1,364 baby boys. Yosef, or Yosef, a name popular with both Jews and Muslims, was ranked third with 1,294 babies. Then came David, Ariel, Omer, Lavi, Daniel, Raphael, and Ori. Avigail, the Hebrew pronunciation of Abigail, was the most popular girl's name, with 993 receiving the name, followed by Tamar, Yael, Noah, Sarah, Mia, Adele, and Leah. According to Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics released in August, Mohammed has been Israel's most popular name since 1948. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.